Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's Valentine's Day Sunday, Tone. You got any romantic plans?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Not yet, but I keep checking Tinder.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Tony Kornheiser on Tinder. Wow.
What is that exactly? That's a dating
I can see you
app?
On yes? Bumble, maybe, but wow. Dating? I guess, you know, euphemistically you could call it that.
Fumble? Did you say fumble or bumble?
No.
Which one?
Bumble. Bumble with a B.
Bumble. Not fumble. I'm more used
not
to fumble in all my dating practices. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Trevor Lawrence throws footballs, Urban Meyer gets heat, and the Chicago Cubs have a decision to make. But we begin today with the news that J.J. Watt asked the Houston Texans for his release, and they granted it. Watt was the NFL Defensive Player of the Year three different times. He had 101 sacks in 128 games there. Plus, Watt was a local hero for his relief efforts after the hurricane in 2017. Wilbon, what does this say about the Texans, and what do you see in Watt's future?
Well, I guess, you know, the hot take is that they're in, the Texans are in full, you know, rebuild mode, right? I think the Texans are just comfortably and consistently in pure stupid mode. But so they're going to get rid of a guy who is their best defensive player in history. And you may, you know, J.J. Watt's been around for a long time, but he's not what you call old. It would seem like he's got two or three good years left if he can stay healthy, really good years. He's 32 years old, not even quite 32. So I don't really understand it. You just say he wants his release. We're going to let him go. Deshaun Watson wants to be traded, but we're going to get him. I get there's a difference of about 6 or 7 years of age there. But, man, you're talking about a local, a civic hero, Tony. I spent some time during the NBA playoffs in Houston, and I have seen firsthand the way people feel about J.J. Watt in that community. It could turn out really good for another team. The great Reggie White, who I think is the greatest defensive lineman, all-around defensive lineman of my lifetime, about the same age, he went to Green Bay, and people thought that was insane. It was free agent, different story, kind of. And it worked beautifully for Reggie White, who had another half of a Hall of Fame career. Maybe it'll work out that way for J.J. Watt as well.
Yeah, so let's establish that it was Watt who went to them and said, I want to be released. They didn't just cut him. So all of these things you're saying about Watt, it is at Watt's request that he's gone. In
they
terms
can say
of
no.
Football,
they can say no to Watt. Well, they're saying no to Watson.
Didn't. Yeah, well, that's no a different Watson. Story, which we'll get to that. Let's just deal with Watt first, okay? Watt had 5 sacks last year and played all 16 games, which is a rarity. In the last 5 years, he had missed 32 out of 80 games. I suspect that his skill level had diminished a little bit. I, like you, would analogize him to Reggie White, same age when Reggie White left for Green Bay, left Philadelphia for Green Bay and was dominating in both places. J.J. Watt's going to have at least one great year because he wants to show everybody he can have at least one great year. He's young enough to have 4 or 5 great years, and I would suspect he could go home to Green Bay or play for the Rams or the 49ers or the Bucks. In other words, find a contender. People say he'd go to play in Pittsburgh with his brother. I wouldn't do that because Pittsburgh's on the decline. But let's get to the more important issue here, the corollary question. What does this mean for Deshaun Watson? Because if Deshaun Watson goes in and says, I'd like you to release me, they're going to say, no, we're not going to do that. You're too good. We're going to have to get something for you. I mean, it feels to me, Mike, it feels to me like, you know, the president quit. There's a new coach. There's a new GM. I don't know if it's total rebuild, but I think this makes it easier for them to trade Deshaun Watson. And if Deshaun Watson wants an audience with the owner, and he has every right to say to the owner, hey, you let him go, let me go. And then we'll see where it goes from there.
That's Tony, all well regarded. But the fact is, Deshaun Watson is now stuck someplace in purgatory, a clown show. That's what the Houston Texans are. They're a clown show. Remember, they traded perhaps the best receiver in the league, perhaps.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins.
Going into his prime. I mean, let me see if I can figure out what the Houston Texans are doing. The Houston Texans don't know what the hell they're doing. They might present it like, oh, we know what we're doing. They don't. The results say the Houston Texans are a clown show. And if I'm Deshaun Watson, I am depressed. You see a statement on J.J. Watt?
Let me just say this. It's not just the Houston Texans. The Houston Rockets, their two best players said, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook and James Harden. George Springer, one of the best players on the Astros, said, I'm out of here. Houston Pro Sports is a clown show at the moment.
It really is. Collectively, it is. Trevor Lawrence held a pro day this morning for some reason. The presumed number one pick in the draft made all the throws you'd expect him to make against no defense. As the man who will likely be his next head coach, Urban Meyer of the Jaguars, stood nearby. Lawrence said he was pretty pleased with his performance, and wanted to work out for teams, quote, just to show I'm no different than anybody else, close quote. Tone, did he need to be doing this today?
No, he didn't need to do it. He wanted to do it. There's a real big difference there. He knows he's going to be the number one pick, and he wants to show whichever team drafts him, which we presume will be Jacksonville, I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able. One of the interesting things to me, they measured him, because everybody knows he can throw. They watched him for 3 years. They measured him. He's 6'5 and 5'8". He's bigger than Roethlisberger. He's bigger than Cam Newton. He's a big kid. Now, he's not as heavy as those guys, not as strong as those guys yet. But to me, look, this is it's a piece of theater. You don't have to do it. A lot of people don't do it. But if you don't do it, Mike, somebody starts writing or starts saying, oh, you think you're a prima donna. So I think Trevor Lawrence took that out of play. I thought it was smart to do this.
I think it doesn't make any difference at all. If you are paid to be a scout in the NFL and each team employs many of them, you better know what the hell Trevor Lawrence was doing before today. And we knew he was 6'5", between that and 6'6", anyway. We knew that already. There's nothing happened. Now, if you need to go and see players for other vetting purposes, you know, because you're investing so much money, and this is just part of your due diligence, okay. But don't tell me you needed to see Trevor Lawrence throw against nothing when you watched for 3 years him throw against the best defenses, some of them best defensive players in college football. You're right, Tony. It's ceremony. They're standing on ceremony, and I hate talking about it. I hate being forced to talk about junk. This is junk.
Yeah, well, I thought it was more than junk. I thought it was a very good effort on Trevor Lawrence's part to do this. And I thought the most important person there was Urban Meyer standing with Dabo Swinney to see if he wanted this kid. And speaking of Jacksonville and Urban Meyer, Meyer is in the news for hiring embattled former Iowa strength coach Chris Doyle to run the Jaguars strength and conditioning program. A number of Iowa players accused Doyle of racist comments, and he agreed to a settlement from the university. Wilbon, what does this hire tell you about Urban Meyer?
Now we get to the important story about Urban Meyer and Jacksonville. For hiring somebody, Tony, whose behavior was disgraceful. I mean, if there's a settlement, it shows you there is some guilt involved. There's some acknowledgement that this behavior is unwarranted. It says so much about the NFL. When I use the phrase, you know, plantation mentality. This is what I'm talking about. We can just bring anybody in no matter what he is accused of. We don't care who he has offended. And it's perhaps 60 to 70% of our roster is made up of people that he offended in the context of race and discussion. And he's a good old boy, so he can bring him in. I'm one of the guys who thinks that Urban Meyer can be different in terms of going from college coaching and college football to pro football. But Tony, this is a hint that he doesn't get it because he's got to sell this. You mean to tell me Urban Meyer, as long as he's been around football, his connections, can only find one strength and conditioning coach that he likes, that he's got to go to this guy whose behavior was reprehensible at worst? And the NFL, somebody should be whispering in his ear on the phone, perhaps as high as the commissioner's office, dude, welcome to the league. Get somebody else. But they don't have the guts to do that in that league.
See, it's interesting that you attack the NFL because Urban Meyer hasn't spent 1 hour in the NFL until now. Urban Meyer's been a college coach until now. I don't think this has anything to do with the NFL.
The behavior is welcome in the NFL. That's why I'm ripping it.
This has to do with Urban Meyer. I think this speaks to his boundless arrogance that he thinks that he can bring this guy in, and he's already said, and I will make sure that nothing like this happens in Jacksonville. How exactly are you going to do that? This isn't one person who's accused Chris Doyle of doing this. This were many people who've done this. Urban Meyer didn't have to pick this guy. He picked this guy knowing this was going to happen. This guy feels like damaged goods to me. I don't understand why you do this unless you think you're a king. And so I'm not going to put this on the NFL. I'm putting it on Urban Meyer. This is the same guy who took Zach Smith with him as an assistant from Florida to Ohio State, even after Zach Smith had been accused of domestic abuse. I mean, Urban Meyer, you know what, Mike? He's used to coaching in college where he can revoke a scholarship. He's going to coach men who make more money than him. And I want to see him sell this guy. I don't get this.
I agree with everything you said except this. I know exactly why Urban Meyer thinks he can do it. He's entitled because this is an atmosphere. This is a club where you can have this kind of behavior and it's welcome because there's no penalty for taking this guy to the NFL because we know the colors of the NFL too. And the NFL at the highest levels is never going to object to this guy because the NFL doesn't object because he's welcome. He and his attitudes and his behavior and his language and his bigoted language are welcome in the NFL for generations, for decades.
We'll see if they're welcome. Both of these guys are college guys, and they're going to the NFL for the first time. And this seems to be just the wrong move. The wrong move.
Let's take a break. It is the wrong move.
Coming up, who has the more concerning injury, Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady?
And should my Cubbies keep Chris Bryant or trade him to the Mets?
What do you think? You're going to get a chance to talk to that particular issue.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's time for Toss Up. Two men enter, and several minutes later, two men leave. What's first?
Toss Up, more concerning injury. Patrick Mahomes' toe or Tom Brady's knee?
Well, I don't know because I'm not a doctor. I mean, I am a doctor, but I'm not that kind of doctor. My inclination is to say Brady's knee because he's 43 years old. Because any operation when you get to be 43 should be somewhat concerning. But Mike, I had my knee done and it's fine. You've had your knee done. And it's fine. Brady's had his knee done before, I guess, and it's fine. And so what with Brady? He's only got a year left anyway, or two at the most. So I'm going to say Mahomes, because this is turf toe. This is pretty exotic. You don't know if you can fix this with an operation. It tends to recur. And the way he runs, if he can't run on his toe, that is problematic for him down the road. You know, so I'm going to say Deion Sanders left the game because of turf toe. I'd be more worried with a young man like Mahomes and turf toe.
That's interesting, Tony. I'm not worried about either one of them, all right? I mean, yes, Brady could get to the point where he could get bone on bone, which I think I'm getting on that right knee you referred to, Tony. But I'm losing all this distance on the golf course. I got to blame it on something. But Tone, the turf toe, I understand that Dion had a serious case, and several great players have had serious cases of this. Many more players have had cases where they sit down for 3 weeks and they're fine. I mean, turf toe is a very common thing. So I think that neither one of them, I think they're, you know, people are in a frenzy just because they want to be in a frenzy about Brady and Mahomes because they're the top topics in the NFL. I believe the answer is neither one of them.
So you think bone on bone is cutting your distance back. That's funny. I like that.
What's I got to blame something.
Toss up. What should the Cubs do with Chris Bryant? Keep him or trade him?
If you're going to trade somebody, it matters what you get back. You know, that's important. Chris Bryant had a terrible year last year, right? He was like batted 206. He had four homers, 11 RBI in 34 games. The Red Sox just got rid of a guy who had a very bad year as well. And the Mets are interested. And the Mets have a lot to give because they didn't get Trevor Bauer. And so then the Mets would have an infield of Bryant and Alonso and Francisco Lindor, which would be a formidable infield. But there's a but always, and it's a cosmetic but, Mike. And you'll speak to this, I'm sure. Your blood rival, the Cardinals, just brought in Nolan Arenado, a better third baseman than Chris Bryant. How would the Cubs look if they dumped Chris Bryant in the face of that?
Tony, it would look bad. Bad for the optics, as we say. Let me just say this. I love Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant was the best player on a team that did something no Cubs team had done in 100-plus years. So I'm not quick to say sweep Chris Bryant out the door, but the Chris Bryant that has played 2018, 19, and 20 is not the same guy who was out there in 2015, 16, 17. It's not the same player. He's not great and dominant. And I don't know what to do about this, Tony, because the Cubs didn't apparently make any play for Arenado. They appear to be stuck between, oh, let's put these players out there one more time with Rizzo and Bryant and the magic one at shortstop. But they're part rebuilding, and they don't have the kind of pitching that would suggest it can be a threat. So it depends on what we get back, and don't just tell me it's some dude just like a year younger whose numbers are kind of what Bryant's are, because Bryant's been a great player. I don't know what to do about this. I'm okay if the yield is great. If the yield is not great, put Chris Bryant in third and stop batting him lead off. Let him hit. Let's find out if he can drive in runs again the third or fourth spot in the lineup.
Seriously.
No, it's not.
Enough Waveland Avenue.
Enough
stop.
Mess.
Just stop.
Let's
take one last break. Still to come, what does it mean that the Steelers have yet to meet with Ben Roethlisberger?
And the Heat win their fourth in a row. Is it time to start taking them seriously, Tony?
They were in the finals last year. If you don't take them seriously, you're an idiot. You don't have to take their uniforms seriously because their uniforms are hideous.
No.
But you have to take them seriously.
Uniform.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 87th birthday, Bill Russell. Lately, we've heard a lot of talk about who is a goat and who is a baby goat. The other day, a show on this network put up photos of Tom Brady, Nick Saban, and LeBron James and captioned them all goats. This is crazy talk. Brady and Saban have 7 championships. LeBron has 4. Bill Russell won 11 championships in 13 NBA seasons with the Celtics. That's way more than those guys, and 2 of them probably are goats in their fields. Russell was also 10-0 in Game 7s, games of the highest degree of pressure, not to mention 2 college championships at the University of San Francisco, an Olympic gold medal, and being the obvious choice as the greatest defensive player of all time. Indeed, Russell just did a PSA for the coronavirus vaccine where he gets the shot and he declares, "This is one shot I won't block. Let's do this together." William F. Russell, kids.
Yes, sir. Are there so many people that are just young and ignorant that they can't go to basketballreference.com, dopes? Look at Bill Russell's page and see if anybody's page, including Brady or LeBron or Belichick or Saban or Jordan, see if anybody matches Bill Russell's page. Look it up. Don't be stupid forever.
Happy anniversary, Wayne Gretzky. On this day 32 years ago, the great one set 2 records. notching his 45th hat trick and his 10th 40-plus goal season. Gretzky finished with 50 career hat tricks, still the record. And although Alexander Ovechkin is within one season of tying Gretzky for the most seasons with 40 or more goals, Gretzky still has that record, 12. If we're talking about Bill Russell being the GOAT, certainly in terms of championships won, Gretzky would likely be proclaimed the GOAT in hockey for his surpassing individual skills. Nobody has more points. Gretzky has 2,857 points. Next is Jaromir Jagr, and he's more than 900 points behind, 900. Urban, you belong to all the same golf courses as Gretzky in Arizona. You love him, right?
I do love him. He's the nicest guy ever, and he too is the GOAT. He has lapped the field. Don't ever say anybody is as good as Wayne Gretzky in hockey. HockeyReference.com must exist. Look that up, too.
Happy trails, Nick Kyrgios, the overwhelmingly annoying and theatrical Australian tennis player, blew a 2-0 lead in sets and was beaten by the number 3 seed, Dominic Thiem. You got the whole sideshow from Kyrgios, the underarm quick serve act, to the around the back between the legs act that lost the third set, not to mention the tossing of rackets and the jawing with the chair, all of which delighted the Melbourne crowd, but ended with Kyrgios gagging the match. Kyrgios is not the only one to leave the Australian Open. The government has banned all fans now, imposing a 5-day lockdown because of an uptick in coronavirus cases that began at an airport hotel. That lockdown started at midnight, causing fans to have to leave during the Novak Djokovic-Taylor Fritz match, which was still ongoing.
How great would Kyrgios have been and be if he didn't concentrate so much on being a fool and concentrate on greatness? Because it's in him. He's entertaining to watch until you just say, I've had enough now. I've had enough.
Let's go to the big finish. I've had enough, too. The NBA fined Trae Young $20,000 for, quote, directing inappropriate language at a game official. Does that make sense?
I told you yesterday this was going to happen, Tony. It was right there in the open. Everybody could read his lips on camera. Yes, it makes sense. The Heat beat the Rockets for their 4th win in a row. Is Miami back?
What do you mean, are they back? They were in the finals last year. That's a good team. Stop! What, you nuts? Ben Roethlisberger tells the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, he has not met with the Steelers. Is that cause for concern?
Well, they got to meet. He's got this $15 million roster bonus, but it's 5 weeks from now. They got some time to take care of that. Centers, Marquise and Mike Pouncey, twins, announced their retirements, both and each from the NFL. Your thoughts on their careers?
They were like, you know, all pro. They were pro bowlers forever. They've had great careers, just great.
Yeah.
Last one, the Lakers go for their 7th win in a row tonight as they host the Grizzlies. Will they get it?
The Grizzlies are really hanging in there without Jaren Jackson and some injuries to Ja, but the Lakers are gonna win, and it ain't gonna go overtime, Tony.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.